us three?
No, everybody's just about back now.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very odd. For some reason, you guys weren't assigned a room, but you were alone during most of that, except for me.
Okay. And then it's Laura. See you guys. It's okay.
Yeah. I was alone in my room too.
That sounds like a song.
Who was alone in their room?
I was.
Who's I? You were assigned somebody.
There wasn't anybody.
Everybody was assigned somebody.
It said Deborah Bartz, but Debbie never spoke up. We didn't connect. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she had to leave the room.
Okay. So, all right. So we're all back. So I'd love to hear a couple of just discoveries from that or awarenesses from that. Anybody want to share a little bit about an experience from that? Yeah.
Very vibrationally related.
Tom, I can't quite hear you. Can you say that again?
Yeah, very vibrational related.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very vibrational, yes.
Yeah.
You felt some vibration in checking
out. Yeah, but I translated it in the context of light vibration.
In the context of what?
Light.
Light vibration, yeah. Good. Okay. Anybody else have did anybody get surprised by a response that they might have had?
Me?
Yeah, Alma, you want to share that?
Well, for me, like the happiness this time was in my lower abdomen. And you know me personally, that's where usually I have more anxiety. So that one, and the anger, because there's something like fresh off from yesterday, it was like super in my throat. And then the sadness on the back of my, where the kidneys are, I was thinking about the same situation. So the anger is like so prominent. But then when the sadness, the same situation, there was sadness.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Good. So I love the way you're able to really hone in onto the tissue that's coming up from Avis. I felt tears coming up for both Javi and Seth. How about that? So nice connection to the energy and movement there.
And John said, scared, strong flow of energy from foot to left chest, feeling like I couldn't take a step forward. Metaphor?
Yeah, interesting, huh? There's those metaphors are not born out of no reason, huh? Okay, so we're going to do a part two to this exercise now, part two. So I want you to flip the paper over that you drew on. So flip it over so you have the back side of it. And I want you to go ahead and close your eyes again and take a couple deep breaths. And I want you to imagine that it's now, say, 1 year has gone by. So we've reconvened in this Zoom class a year later. We're reconvening 1 year from now. And you've had a lot of transformation, a lot of self-transformation work. You've gone out, you've grown exponentially. You've learned more about yourself. Maybe you've done this certification training or some other self-transformation work or worked with your healer or your therapist or all of the above. Done whatever self-work that you've done, and you've done a lot of it. And now you have really opened up in your energy system. You've really transformed in your energy system. You've really realized the gifts that have been living in the wounds of those stuck places in your body. And you have this vision of yourself a year from now and what you really look like and what you really are like. And it's 1 year later. And you're going to go into the stuck places in your body and find movement there. And here's what we're going to do when we go back in, and I'm going to guide you through this, is you're going to go into that stuck place and ask permission for it to release a little or a lot, whatever is needed, through your breath awareness, through your loving contact. So we're going to start this time with the question of, what part of your body is mad? And I want you to put your hands back on that same place where you put them before. And I want you to touch that tissue, and I want you to gently whisper to that tissue and press with your fingertips into that tissue, press in, and say quietly to it, "You're strong. You're strong." Just touch into that mad tissue and tell it, "You're strong." And breathe and gently but firmly press that tissue and tell it, "You're strong." And now relax your hands on your lap. Take a breath. And now we're going to go to that part of your body that was scared, where you noticed that your tissue was scared. Put your hands back on that place again, same place that you did before. And I want you to tell that part of your body, "You're safe." And you're going to rock, gently rock that tissue with your fingertips. Just rock it side to side or forward and back, whatever feels right. Just rocking that tissue, gently whisper to it, "You're safe. You're safe now." Rocking the tissue, "You're safe." And breathe. And now relax your hands on your lap. Take a breath. And going back to the tissue in your body that was sad, put your hands back on that same place that felt sad. And just gently with your fingertips, I want you to stroke that tissue the way you would stroke a little baby. And just tell it, "It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel sad." And stroke ever so gently and kindly, stroking like you would a baby, and tell it, "It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel sad." And breathing. Go ahead and relax your hands back on your lap. And the last question, what part of your body is happy? Go back and put your fingertips there. And I want you just with your fingertips to tap that tissue and just affirm, "You're happy. You're happy." Just affirming that tissue. "You're happy. You're happy." And now, go ahead and relax your hands back on your lap. Take a breath. You're going to have 1 minute to very, very quickly draw your picture of how you look all healed a year from now with that tissue. So super fast, just letting yourself draw it. Not thinking whatever images might have come when you were just doing that. So taking just a few more seconds to kind of find a stopping place. Take about 30 more seconds. And then Lynn will put us back in our breakout rooms. Okay, so let's go ahead into our breakout rooms and just share with your partner.
I'm just double checking the rooms first before I hit the button. Okay. So I can make sure everybody has a partner and great. That. Okay, it looks good.
Great, thank you, Lynn. So we'll just do 2 minutes, 1 minute, and then 1 minute more.
Okay, you two, before you start, hold on. You are not assigned to a room. I'm assigning you to a room. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lynn, by the way.
Hi.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, let's see if you assign to room 6. Here we go. Are you by yourself, Teresa?
So how about some group sharing, sharing with the big group now? Anybody have something that you'd like to share about that experience?
I do.
Yes, Chris.
It was really strong. That part where you said it's okay to be feel this and this and that, it was great. It was like really, really make contact with myself and with how I feel and with my fears, to pamper myself in that way. It was a great experience. It was like, it made tears, you know, tears.
Beautiful. So,
thank you. It was great. Yeah.
Good. You're so welcome. I mean, just imagine if you're sitting with a client, right, and there's some kind of intense tension going on in their body, and you could actually pause for a moment and have them touch that part of their body. You know, like, what's going on in your body? Oh, I'm really noticing I'm anxious in my chest. Well, let's just put your hands on there for a minute. And let's just be with that tissue for a minute. And let's stroke that tissue for a minute. And let's acknowledge that tissue for a minute. Oh, you're sad. You know, that tissue is sad. And we don't even have to say you're sad. We can say, just say, let them notice, you know, well, what's the tissue feel like there? Can you, if the tissue could talk, what would it say? You know, so if it had an emotion, what would that tissue's emotion be? So these are really potent ways to help your clients shift out of their head and have an actual healing experience with you and to feel deeply seen and heard by the practitioner is incredibly healing. To bring the emotional life into the session. And it can be so simple as what you guys just did. Totally simple, a little experience there. Anybody else want to share something from that?
I just had an observation. The first one, I didn't actually do the exercise because I was tending to something, but I listened, as Louisa shared. And it was what came to my mind and I shared with her was that it's so when we get in touch with this, then we can ourselves say, okay, hey, I'm feeling this unrest in my belly. Oh, what am I sad about? You know, I'm feeling discord in wherever. What am I angry about? So you can actually try to, I mean, you can just tune in and go, oh, I'm feeling that pain. I bet I'm angry about something. What could that be? You know, yeah. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
That's great. Yeah. It's great to ask the tissue, you know, what's going on? What are you feeling? What's the emotion that lives in there? You know, and to pay attention. And it's a great form of self-reflection to get to know ourselves better in that way. We get so disconnected, you're absolutely right, from what we're feeling.
Yeah.
Good. Somebody else want to share any awareness there? Yeah, Kimberly.
I was really amazed at the difference, literally upon palpation on the second round. Like as my thoughts about it changed, the tissue changed drastically.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that's so great. That's great. Yeah, and it just wants a little of our love, right? A little of our TLC, you know, like an acknowledgement, acknowledging the tissue, acknowledging the need that lives in there. That's great. Yay. Anybody else have something that, you know, you discovered or you want to share from this?
Laura, hi, it's Ronnie.
Yeah.
I realized after we came back from breakout that the first time when we went through some of the emotions like the scared and the anger and the sad, part of me felt a little guilty about it. And when we did the giving yourself permission for it and stroking through it and stuff, I actually released all of that. And it was like, oh, okay, it's okay.
Beautiful. You
know, so, and that allowed me then to be able to, you know, do the envisioning of healing that and feeling better and having more focus and more positive energy and being able to share healing and loving energy and joy.
Yay. Wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So before we go to the last essential key, I want to talk about what's coming up next in this program. So those of you who are feeling attracted to this work have that opportunity and option for the awakening. And so what is the awakening? This is a 3-day body, mind, energy, psychology journey, an interactive experiential learning process that will awaken your authentic and grounded self for personal contentment and professional success. And of course, all of this is meant to help you apply that process to your professional practice as a practitioner. So here's what happens. We're going to focus on healing our energy body history, which is kind of what we just, that exercise we just began to explore into. We'll get clear and objective, how to get clear and objective in our relationships through looking at the dynamics of push, pull, stop, and allow, how we express our energy dynamics in relationship between two people. I haven't had a chance to talk too much about that so far, but I will after this tell you a little, we'll talk a little bit more about push, pull, stop, and allow. We're going to look at how the physical body follows the energy body, how the energy body is the template for the physical body. You'll learn a meditation technique to open the heart, and a rewiring of your energy body history will begin to be able to do that. And we'll work more on how to stop taking on other people's stuff. So all you empaths who are in this work, how to go further with establishing energy boundaries and recognize the gift and the wound in your own sensitivity that we just sort of introduced the idea of that today. Then we're going to understand how chakras communicate consciousness. So each chakra has a reflection of certain essential life forces in them. The first chakra being about the right to live, to be here, to be in a physical body, the right to be empowered, the right to have a place in the world. The second chakra is about your sexuality and your creativity. how to feel and have pleasure and creating, you know, creative acts in the world. The third chakra is about your power and about your beliefs, your relationships, and how you express those beliefs in relationship. The fourth is about love and how to open to love and be loved. The fifth about speaking out, having your voice be heard, claiming your voice in the world. The sixth chakra is about seeing, about literally your vision, creating a vision, perceiving vision, and helping others to perceive. And the seventh chakra is about a knowing, a sense of knowing. So all of this will be, you'll learn how to open the chakras. You'll learn the all systems go warm up. You'll learn how to begin to bring health and healing into the chakras. So why do it? To break free of what has kept you limited and wasting your precious life, to be more available to help people who need what you have, to be and to do it with a like-minded conscious community. I mean, all of you guys on this call, you're amazing. It's just amazing group of people who really share values and desires and goals. And then there's great bonuses that are going to come with it, which I'll tell about in a minute. And then we're limited to only 30 people. We won't take any more than 30 people because we really want a chance to go deep and grow. And a lot of interactive in-person experiences will happen. So just like you're doing in the breakout rooms, but only in person, which is even more fun. And then we're going to be in a private, peaceful, safe environment. We're going to be at a beautiful retreat center on 200 acres of gorgeous land in the Texas Hill Country. How are we different? How is this program different from all the other self-growth programs? I get asked this question a lot. And what's going to happen here is you get to heal the trauma of the energy body that we just talked about. That's like the rings of a tree. The energy trauma of your history is stored in your energy body. Your energy body knows it. You just discovered it through palpating the tissue itself. There's a spiritual science that we focus on, where we focus on what is right with the person and not what is wrong with the people that come into you. We do that for you as a student in the work, but also you'll start to look at that in your clients. You'll be looking for their strengths. You'll be focusing on their gifts and how incredibly magnificent they are compared to the struggles, the small inconsequential struggles compared to what we truly are in our essential self. Healing happens in relationship, not in isolation. So coming together is a really great opportunity to like exponentially speed up your own personal growth process. What you get in that live 3-day event is really like the equivalent of 6 months of therapy in 3 days. I mean, it's really incredible, and the bonding that happens is quite amazing. You're going to learn how to be grounded in immediate practical application. That's kind of what Lynn was sharing with us earlier, that she was able to apply what she got through these trainings like immediately into her practice. And then it bridges science and the transpersonal worlds together. So there are normal fears that come up whenever we want to make a commitment to something like this. For some, it's afraid that the family won't be supportive and they think it's weird. It's definitely not mainstream work what we're doing, but what's incredible about it is it's incredibly expedient and fast and practical and pragmatic, and it works. That you might be already busy, feel already financially stretched and overwhelmed, and your time's spoken for, but you know that these are some of the fears that are natural in making a decision like this. And that's something that you kind of have to weigh your priorities. You know, when do you get to make yourself the priority over everybody else and everything else to take advantage of this like once a year opportunity of this class that's coming up? Or you might be stuck in a job or a pattern that's not your heart's calling, and you're unsure how to safely get out. And so taking a chance and taking a class like this, you know, might beg the question, well, what will I do with it? Well, what I can tell you is that no matter what you do in your professional life, it certainly will help you break out of patterns that have helped keep you stuck. And then managing the feelings that come up. And this is oftentimes a big concern that people face, like, I'm going to be too emotional there. I won't know how to manage my emotions. I'll be afraid of that. How will I regulate myself? But, you know, you're going to get a lot of help. You're going to have an incredible team of teachers, and you're going to learn skills to exactly help you do that, to manage the emotions and balance the process so that it's not too much for you. And if you can't do it right now, we will offer it again next year. Okay, so Awaken to Real Life Healing Transformations, that's the opportunity. So before we go to the last step, I just wanted to open this up to some of you who have done that awakening training before. If any of you would like to share a little bit about your own experience with the group, that might be super helpful for them in knowing maybe some of the practical application of what or how this could benefit them. So is there any of you who, because I know a bunch of you took the awakening before, if anybody would be willing to share something about it.
I can say that for me personally, the awakening that weekend that I did out in Lionheart with Laura was really the big catapult for me to that obstacle we talked about, being ourselves, like being in our own way. That really helped me get over this big fear of putting myself out there as a healer, as an energy healer, really own that. And now I look forward to moving on to the deeper levels, but that absolutely, hands down, was the most important tool for me to own this thing of being a healer.
So, thanks for sharing that, Kimberly. That's great. You know, and I love, because it really ties into the big, big theme that came up today, is that my big obstacle is myself, right? And there, so that there, in fact, are skills and tools to get over the hump of the obstacle of the self. And that's what we're doing. Yeah, good. Thanks. Anybody else want to toss something in that might be useful for people who are new to this work?
Well, I'll be happy to share. And primarily because I've had people tell me that they saw a difference in me. Frequently we're like, oh, I'm still me, but other people see you differently. And I've been told, and I do feel it, that I'm more grounded in myself. There's more of a knowing of who I want. Like Kimberly was saying, it's an owning of who I am. There's a delight in that. And you can't move forward if you don't know where you're going. And that is the other piece that joined me in this journey, is knowing who I am and the direction I'm heading. And I'm not afraid to speak up. That was definitely a big thing before. And I have been told that I still lovingly, but I do still speak up and share my thoughts and feelings with people. But again, it's because of this course. It comes from love and compassion for both myself and the other person. I'm not reactive.
That's so great. Thank you, Lynn. Speaking up and being, you know, not being so reactive. I mean, these are like tools that set us free from ourselves, the chains of our own, you know, stuff where we feel so stifled. So thank you for that. We are actually also offering a special discount for anybody who signs up by tomorrow. There's like a $95 discount off the price. The price is $8.95, I believe. And if you sign up by tomorrow midnight, then you can take that. The coupon code is, if you want to write it down, if you haven't registered yet and you're thinking about this, write down the code just in case you decide to do it, so you can take advantage of that. The coupon code is letter TPE95. TPE95.
Do you have the link? Do you have the link handy, Lynn? Laura? We gotta go look it up. They need a link to be able to.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting that.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And I will just interject that I've seen, like, I don't know, there's been probably at least 10 or 12 people from our community, from our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, who've done this. And what I saw as the difference was so phenomenal. I mean, just in terms of their confidence, their, like Lynn said, the ability to speak up and share, but in a share in a way that's kind and compassionate, and the asking of specific questions and the connection. I just saw that change so dramatically in those that took this. And myself, I did it myself, and I did it about 3 weeks before I was doing a live event. And I'd done this, it was the fifth time I'd done this particular live event, and probably the 10th live event, big live event that I'd done. And everybody after that event said to me, wow, you were different somehow. You were always good, but holy cow, you were so present and so connected with everybody. I felt like I was like deeply connected with you, even though there were 100 people in the audience. So that was the perspective that I got from it. And I love your work, Laura.
Thank you, Rita Marie. You're bringing me back, actually, as I listen to you. Like, I just remember when I was first introduced to this work, you know, myself, and it's just like, it was like, oh my God, you know, it's like I'm finally free of myself. You know, I was finally, and I spent years in therapy, but there were such pieces that I just didn't get anywhere else. And I'm so grateful to be able to pass it along. And it's beautiful to see that in you and to see that in, you know, the people who are going through your program. So, yeah. All right. So let's, I want to go to the last essential key. I'm so proud of myself for the timing of everything. It's going really, like, I actually think we're going to get to everything we want to get to. The last thing that was just so important is this feeling deeply seen and heard. And we do that by listening with exceptional awareness. And what does that mean? That means an ability to be able to repeat back what you heard the person say, to reflect the body, mind, and energy cues, because feeling deeply seen and heard is not just what comes out of the person's mouth, it's also what they are not saying and what their body is saying. The body doesn't lie, but the mind sure does. The mind lies to ourselves and the mind lies to other people. But the energy body can't lie. And as you learn how to read and perceive the energy body, you will not be able to, you will always know if somebody else is not being true to you or to themselves. And you'll know for yourself, too, when you're not being true to yourself. And then the third piece of that is having an attitude of curiosity and wonder as you sit with your clients to listen to them. So there's actually a lot, an awful lot, to those three steps. And those steps are, you could say, the foundation of everything that comes through, that follows in this practitioner program, certification program. And what I thought I would do, probably the best way to demonstrate that is to give a little demo of implementing the power of just reflecting back, being seen and heard. And I'm going to do it by demoing what I call the three magic questions. I call the three magic questions. And they are, what are you experiencing now? The second question is, what's your breath like? And the third question is, where are you noticing that in your body? And so, so I'm going to offer that a demo. Is there somebody who has something they'd like to work on for a few minutes and be willing to be a demo in front of the group? And I'd actually like to ask if that could be somebody who could be on camera, although it's certainly totally possible to do this, and I do it all the time in long-distance work just on the phone, and I certainly used to do it all the time just on the phone before we had, you know, Skype and video cam, Zoom, but I think for demo purposes, it would be easier for the people to who could see a demo. So is there somebody who'd be willing, who has an issue that you want to work on?
And, I'll do it.
Okay. Who I didn't quite hear who said I'll do it. Michelle. Oh, Michelle. Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Michelle. Sure. So tell me what you'd like to take a look at.
Sure. I'd like to take a look at, you know, getting more in touch with discernment or just trusting my inner intuition or so that I can hear it, first of all. And at second, if I hear it, I'm not thinking it's not me. You know, looking where I look externally, what do you think? What do you think? And being able to hear myself and be okay with that.
Okay. So it's, I love that. It sounds like what you really want to take a look at is how do you trust your inner intuition and not be, what do you think? What do you think? You know, going outside of yourself to other people to ask for that. Okay. Yeah. So what's, as you share about it, what's happening now? What's your breath like now as you talk about it?
Now that you said it, I'm breathing. I was, after saying it out loud, I've gotten shorter breath a little bit, just kind of like a little bit tighter, actually. I can feel a little warmth in my liver, gallbladder, in the front part, and then in the, I guess that's solar plexus above the belly button, but below the rib cage. And yeah, just there you have it.
Okay. So some interesting tissue response seemed to happen right away as you talked about it. It sounds like that you noticed something in your throat and then in your solar plexus, some warmth and some tightening happened.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. What's happening now? Just as I kind of say this back to you and reflect it back to you, what's happening now?
Now, as you said, it almost seemed like that gave it the hearing it out loud, the validation, the tissue permission to just relax a little more.
Wow, how about that? So just saying it out loud, you hearing it back, your tissue actually relaxed a little bit more. It gave it permission.
Yes.
To relax a little bit more. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So I'm going to cheat and ask a question. But you wanted to, like, what would happen if you fully had that intuition, like what would, you know, that intuition coming from within yourself without having to go look here, look there, what would that be like for you?
Empowering. I think it would feel more, the word that came to mind is easy, just at ease. You know, the only certainty in life is uncertainty, but it would be okay. Not this, oh, wait, well, that changed. What should I do now? You know, so a little more, maybe being a little more focused in the moment. Present in the moment.
Well, wow. All that sounds pretty intuitive to me. I mean, that was pretty amazing what you just said, that you'd be more focused in the moment, you'd be present, you'd be, there would be uncertainty, but you'd be okay with that uncertainty. It wouldn't be, you know, I mean, how beautiful is that? That you, yeah. What's happening right now?
I feel activity. Sitting here in that same sort of band, that solar plexus band, it's not the warmth or the feeling of the beginning. It's not quite the relax. It's more like fluttering response, but it's a different kind of response. And then my right leg is tingling. So.
So there's a different kind of response going on right now, even just as we're talking about it, and your right leg is tingly and there's sort of something flowing through there. And I also noticed, like, you kind of smiled when I said that about your intuition. So that's something, something is in movement right now as we talk about it.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times from the way I am, I process, like, I hear in the moment, but then I might have a deep sleep or something, and then it
it feels like a storm is gone or and cleared or something is open. But yeah, I'm just going, oh, interesting.
Okay. So like a storm has cleared and you really got a witness on that. You're really noticing that. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. So I want to pause here if we could, because, and I love the expression on your face, even though you're real teeny tiny for me, but I really feel like, you know, well, because we're all small in these little thumbnails, but it just feels like something really shifted from how we first even, when you first even introduced the topic. I'm just wondering what you're noticing, because it feels like that to me, so.
Yeah, it feels, like I said, a different energy. Before, maybe the beginning, it was a little tight, just saying the word was tight, getting my knowledge released a little, having the discussion of what it would feel like to be in tune with and trusting my own intuition.
Yeah.
It made it a different level. So it's just kind of a calm. A calm would be
nice. Yeah. Nice, nice. So there would be a calm in that uncertainty.
Yes.
Yeah, so here we are already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for that, for your willingness to do this. It was just a brief little demo, but it feels like an okay place to stop. Is this an okay place for you to stop for now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's open it up for some comments and just on that much. And just to come back to those three points, right? Reflect back what you heard, which is really 95% at least of what you heard me do, right? And then reflect back on on some of the body cues and the energy cues, which certainly and I didn't have to make them up. She gave them all, right? But I'm really highlighting the visceral physiological experiences that she's having. By doing that, it gave Michelle also more time to really check into herself, to, as you said yourself, right, acknowledge the experience in the tissue itself. So there's something really important about timing that is happening, that the time it takes for a healing process to occur, that so many of us just want to intellectualize our way and plow through. But there's a visceral experience that your system needs to have, which reflecting back their what's going on for them gives them the time to do that and also to hear it and take it deeper into themselves, their own experience. So in a way you could say, and this is not really a fair analogy, but it's just an analogy that might be helpful, when a mother is holding their little baby, right? And they're going, oh, you're so cute. You're so adorable, right? And they're putting their face right in the baby's face and the baby's smiling and it's going, you know, it's all cooing and happy and we're all happy together. That baby is getting affirmed about its own experience through the mother's reflection. It's able to take that experience deeper within itself. It's pre-verbal, that experience. So in a way, you could say what we're doing by reflecting back their visceral experience is giving the client, not only a pre-verbal experience, but an opportunity to marry that pre-verbal experience with the adult cognitive mind in a very sophisticated way of healing. So it's super, super powerful to do that. The third thing is to that have an attitude of curiosity and wonder. And it's so easy for me because I'm so fascinated. I'm still fascinated, even after all these years of doing this, by the amazing wisdom that lives within each person's, you know, physiology and each person's consciousness. And it's just giving it the space and the holding to do that, being grounded in myself. Being grounded in the knowing that this process works, being relaxed in that, being connected and yet being, giving them the space to have their own energetic experience that I'm not going to try to rob from them or invade into them. So that kind of tied us back you know, even just that brief little demo into sort of an application of a lot of things that we talked about today. So we've got about 10 more minutes, and I can just open it up now for any kind of general questions or comments, and then we can actually do that as a form of a checkout too. I'd love to hear just a closing remark from everybody, and so maybe we can just go around the room and do that too. So
I have a question.
Sure.
So if, let's say you're working with the three questions, but you kind of get caught in like a loop of the three questions, is there a way of kind of just getting out of that? I know part of that is like being in the unknown and just, but is there, if you find yourself caught in that,
yeah, and just, well, for you, Nicole, because you've already had that first weekend of transpersonal spiritual counseling, there's a great list of questions that I gave to you guys, right? So you might want to pull that question list back up. And the thing you have to be careful of is if you're in a loop, then you might be out of the visceral experience and up in the head. And if people are in their intellect, if you and or your client are really caught in the intellect, then you've got to come back more into the sensate experience. And you might want to have them close their eyes for a minute, put their hands on their body, you know, go into a deeper visceral experience to get them out of the head. And then you can, you know, go back to that list of questions that might be like, you know, well, when's the first time you ever felt this feeling, or, you know, does it remind you of anything from your history? Is this new? Where does it live in your body? Does it have a shape, a size, a texture? That you can go into those questions.
Okay.
That's an answer for you, because that's the level that you're at right now.
Yeah. It was just that last weekend. That last weekend you remember, like, I went through, I dove deep in there, so it was hard for me to really pick up on the healing techniques.
When we're processing deeply ourselves, it's hard to integrate the left brain with the right brain. And, you know, you did exactly what you needed to do that weekend, which was heal yourself. Yeah. So good for you. And, yes, so now maybe just go back and read through some of those notes, and I think they'll help you. Okay. You'll be ready to, you'll be able to integrate more now probably.
Thank you.
Let me know. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Louisa, do you want to just do a little check in to check out and closing remarks?
Well, I just think everything, it was great. I learned a lot. But it also showed me I have a lot to learn. So, it's a, like a very exciting path to go. And I'm looking forward to learning more.
Great. Thank you, Louisa.
Okay.
Tom.
Well, let's see. I got a lot of questions, I guess. But the main thing that's on my mind is that, yeah, I like what I'm learning from Dr. Reed and Marie about focusing on root cause and getting at root cause, and I'm a little bit curious.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
That's a little better, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about how this is helping us get to root cause. I like what Rita Marie is teaching us in terms of techniques and understandings to get at root cause. Now, with this method here, what's been your experience at getting to, I guess it would be more subtle type root causes that people are having, so you can move forward with them. So can you touch upon that? I mean, you obviously have developed some skills and techniques that aren't easy to acquire in a short time. That appears to be the case. So can you just, I'm struggling with this. So you kind of help me, how is this helping us get to root cause with our clients?
Yeah, there is a process that happens in the transpersonal counseling course where we really start to work with what are called core beliefs. And those core beliefs bring you right to the root cause. Like I gave that case example of that young college boy, right, where the root cause of his migraines was in his experience as a four-year-old hearing mommy and daddy having screaming fights, right? So that was the root cause of his migraines. And there's a whole system that tracks us right to, like a beeline, brings us right down to the root cause. So that will get addressed. You're right, it does take time. It's not something you're going to learn instantaneously. I talk about it in the Exceptional Therapist e-course, that module one, that's you can read and start working with any time. There's some stuff on that in there. But you'd be surprised at how quickly you will get it once you stay with the work. But yes, there's a way to track the core beliefs right to the root.
Let me ask a corollary question, which is on my mind. How much time do you spend with a client to get at some of these root causes? Because it seems like some of this could be a little bit time consuming.
Well, I have something called the 3-session shift, and usually we get to the root causes pretty quick. Usually in those 3 sessions, there's a bunch of people in this group, I think, who have done that 3-session shift with me, and yes, so it doesn't take that long. Usually in the first session, usually in just about every session, I'm there with that person at some point. So once you know how to do it, you move very quickly with the client.
Okay, that's it. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Alma, you want to check in to check out?
Yes. Sorry. Hi. Thank you for the just reminder of what we've covered and applying this in coaching situations like health coaching. Thank you. It was nice connecting with everyone again.
Thank you, Alma. Okay. Avis. Avis, are you
okay there? Yeah, I couldn't get myself unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah, I just found this very sunny. I've done, I did transpersonal training like 30 years ago, and I really haven't reconnected with it for a long time. And I really like the very practical, immediate approach that the way you're doing it. I learned some more things today. I just feel like it has it. Your technique is very opening.
Great.
And I joined because of the changes I noticed in the voice quality of Lynn and Rita Marie after the first webinar that you presented to anybody who might be interested that they presented. There was such a different quality in both of their energies that I heard when they did their next presentation that I was just had to check it out.
Wow. I'm so glad you noticed that. That's great. So you got some confirmation, Rita Marie, from Avis there. Huey, you want to check in and check out with us? You're still on mute. Maybe we can come back to you. Janet, do you want to go ahead and check in? Oh, there's Yuri. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, I'm still Yuri. Struggling. I'm still struggling with this technology.
That's okay. You're getting it. We're all learning together today.
This was a really interesting and informative learning experience for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being with us, Huey. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
As always, I learn something from you every time you have something new for us or review. It's always wonderful. And just a side note to people, sometimes I can't make it to all of your courses or do things, so I schedule private time, which I don't know how your schedule is, but that is profoundly helpful if people have interest and do that as well. So looking forward to see you in Austin in May.
Great. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
Nicole, anything further?
Just want to say thank you. And this information always, it's like these tools just never stop getting richer and richer. So I appreciate you sharing this with us, and that's it. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Nicole. Okay, Kimberly.
Well, thank you again, and I'm really looking forward to just having the in-person experience in May to connect and learn and transform in May. So thank you. Look forward to it.
Thanks. Thanks for being with us today. Mm. Marcia.
She may not be able to. Wrote here was a lot of rich mining going deeper than fix-it therapy.
Great. Thank you, Marcia. Randy.
I appreciate these new tools. I realized I was dealing with some people that are physically more ill, and I was more concentrated on the physical part of their body. So now this will help me get more involved in all the other aspects, because I actually am very interested in bringing more energy work into my clients.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Michelle, anything in closing?
Nope, just thank you. As always, it's always a pleasure and an opportunity to learn more and go deeper. And I look forward to seeing everyone in May.
Thank you, Michelle. Janet.
Didn't you talk to Janet?
The other Janet, Janet Hemneed.
Oh, she was also having issues with her phone. Sorry.
Okay. So let's going on to I-7, which is John, right?
Yeah. Hi there. I'm really, really, really enjoyed the.
Can't quite hear you, John.
I'll try and. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know how to turn the mic up. Yeah, I really enjoyed the whole session. The work where we wrote down where different bits were in the different parts of the body was absolutely wonderful, and the transition to imagining yourself a year later was really great. And I think you've given a lot in this session. It's been wonderful to be present. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Okay, Diane. Diane, you're on mute. There we go. Can't hear you. Nice picture, Marcia. Diane, we're not hearing you. I don't know if you're talking or not. Maybe you can chat something to Lynn for us. Let's come back to you. Joan, do you want to check in?
Yes. I found the exercise with the feelings in the body to be helpful for me, and I just seem to feel lighter than I have been, and it kind of gives me a different perspective on where I am. And then also a different perspective on working with clients and with people and being able to go deeper with them. So this is really pretty meaningful. And I actually do have a copy of your Exceptional Therapist, which I had gotten partway through, but now I need to get back into it. And then that will help me more. So thank you very much, Laura.
You're welcome, Joan. Thank you. Mary Lynn.
I could reflect just a little bit of more of an overview of my experience. That's what's coming up for me right now, and about how I have examined some of my early life, and also at the same time how my feelings in my body about being able to be aware of my body feelings has allowed me to find more forgiveness for myself. And through that loving of myself, I sort of see those as the flip side of the same coin, the forgiveness and the love and the forgiveness. And that is creating a major shift in my relationships and my goals and where I'm going and how I believe what I can do. So I'm very grateful and looking forward to seeing you in May, and we move forward. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Lynn.
Well, I feel like I've shared a few things that gave a peek into what I have felt and experienced through this. I actually gleaned so much from hearing everybody else's stories and experiences, and it's like looking through a kaleidoscope. It's like, oh yeah, that's another great way to look at it. So thank you so much, everybody, for your contributions, for another color to put on my lens of life.
Thank
and
you.
And I use this stuff every day.
Thank you, thank you. So I want to just close by sharing my contact information. So if I can, why does this not cooperate? Here we go. Whoops. So here's my contact information. So if anybody has any questions post-session or want to know about the three-session shift or anything like that, feel free to contact me. I would love to stay connected with all of you, and I hope to see all of you at the training in May, May 15th, 16th, and 17th in Austin, Texas. And just come out of there so I can say goodbye to all of you. It's just a pleasure and a delight to work with all of you, and I wish you well. And with that, we will disconnect from our energy bubble. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Rita Marie, for having me. Bye, all.
Bye.